The Wizard of Oz, an audio story by Megan Rumler, with special guest reader, Lauren Rumler. Dorothy lived in Kansas, America, with her Uncle Henry and Auntie Em. Her little dog, Toto, also lived with them. Dorothy and Toto were in the house together when along came some terrible weather. A big storm blew the house up high, way up into the sky. When the house came down, Dorothy looked all around. She said to Toto,
"I'm not sure, but I don't think I'm in Kansas anymore."
Underneath the house, two ruby slippers were sticking out. The house knocked and killed the bad witch of the east out. Standing and looking at Dorothy was a crowd of little people.
"We are the Munchkins. The wicked witch of the east was mean and now is dead. Will you be our new queen?"
Dorothy shook her head and said,
"I can't stay. I want to go home. Can you show me the way?"
Out of thin air, the Wicked Witch of the West appeared.
"Who killed my sister and took her ruby slippers? Give the ruby slippers back this instant,"
the Wicked Witch of the West says. In reply, Glinda the Good Witch says,
"Witch, you have no power here. Be gone and disappear."
Dorothy asked,
"Can you help me get home?"
"No," said the Munchkins, "but maybe our friend Glinda the Good Witch can."
"Go to the Emerald City and find the Wizard of Oz. Wear the ruby slippers, but you need to be quick because there's no time to lose. Follow the road made of yellow bricks."
Dorothy and Toto set off down the yellow brick road, and soon they met a scarecrow.
"My head is full of straw,"
he complained.
"What I really want is a brain. We're off to see the Wizard of Oz. Maybe he can give you a brain."
Dorothy, Toto, and Scarecrow set off. Soon, they met a Tin Man.
"You look smart."
But Tin Man said,
"I'm unhappy because I have no heart." "We're off to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy. "Maybe he can give you a heart."
Further along the road, they met a frightened lion.
"Everything I see and hear makes me shake and shiver with fear. I need some courage,"
said the lion.
"We're off to see the Wizard of Oz,"
said Dorothy.
"Maybe he can give you some courage."
Dorothy, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion walked until they came to the Emerald City. It was the strangest place they had ever seen. The wizard sat in a big chair and asked them why they were all there.
"I want a brain,"
said Scarecrow.
"I want a heart,"
said Tin Man.
"I want some courage,"
said Lion.
"I just want to go home,"
said Dorothy. The wizard put stuffing inside the Scarecrow's head, and he put a red heart in Tin Man's chest.
"This is the very best heart,"
he said. Then he gave the lion a special magic drink and said,
"This will give you courage, I think."
Dorothy stood quietly and said,
"Please, wizard, will you help me get home?"
"Just do as I say, and the magic shoes will take you away."
Dorothy did as he said. With a whoosh and a whirl, through the air she swirled. All at once, Dorothy and Toto were back in Kansas. The end. This audio story was produced by myself, Megan Rumler, with special thanks to my daughter, Lauren Rumler. Sound effects and music were pulled with gratitude from orangefreesounds.com and YouTube's free audio library.